Potential. Say it with me. Here's what potential means. Say it with me.
Possible. And what?
I'm going to beat that into your head for about 30 minutes. Amen. Say, oh no, I can't take it. You'll be fine. Come on. Amen. The other day I did something. I was whining. Kim looked at me and said, you'll be fine. My own words are coming back to haunt me. Amen. Here we go. Let's roll, Raj. Everything we do is on this big screen. If you're watching online, you can see it clearly, wherever you are. Had over 1,400 last week that joined us on Facebook. Let's go ahead and thank the Lord. Come on. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Amen. I love this. It's incredible. Thank you for joining in. You can check us out too, you guys. Let people know. Just watchfclive.com. That's not counting Facebook. That's just a whole other link they can check in on. Watchfclive.com or PastorGary2Rs.com. And just tell people to join in with us. And then folks can check us out and come on over. Amen. That's the plan. Potential. Here's the definition of potential. If you take a Webster's Dictionary and look it up, here's what it'll say. It's possible, capable, able. Say that with me. Definition of potential is what? Possible. Help me, church. Capable and what? Able. 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 This is a good message no matter where you are in life. It is possible. I am capable. And I am well able. I'd like you to say that pretty loud with me. Come on, here we go. It is possible. I am capable. And I am what? Who said well able? Who said we were well able? We just came out of a study. And it was Caleb. Remember? The 10 spies said, we can't do it. There's giants in the land. The land eats up the people. They lied. They were weak, even though they were some of the strongest men you could select. It's amazing how a lack of faith can make you weak. It'll make you just be on the floor, rolled up in a ball. How many ever been there before? You've been rolled up in a ball on the floor because your life was such a wreck. Amen? You felt that. And faith is what'll pick you up off that floor. And Caleb said, we're well able to take the land. And that's why I wanted to do these couple of messages on potential. What Caleb was trying to tell all those folks, you have potential. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I am more than a what through Jesus. I am more than a what? A conqueror. Greater is he that's in who? Me, than he that's in the what? World. You hear that? That's called potential. You can't just quote scripture either, guys. You know, greater is he in me. You can't just get your Jesus strong and all of a sudden your life's going to change. I love you get one of these. They're free. We'll give it to you. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But not if you don't believe it. You ain't well able if you don't think you well able. Y'all hearing me? Potential. Let's talk about it, but let's learn today. God sees and knows our potential. He sees and knows our potential. Like I said, just driving through town the other night, coming back from Sarasota, I've been here for about 40 years almost, 35, 40 years. I know most churches, most startup churches. I know most established churches. Sometimes I don't know the pastor because they're like yo-yos. They leave up and down. Okay? Or they're run off. Here's my decision on pastoring. If you all leave, how about that? I'll leave. How about that? Amen? But don't count on me leaving. Say. Because I have potential. I am well able to lead people to Christ. Amen. Yes or no? Well able to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. But I was overwhelmed. How have you blessed us, Lord? The Lord undoubtedly saw our potential. Amen. And we've tapped into that. Amen. Say that with me. We've what? We've what? We've tapped into that. You love me, Lord. I matter to you. I have value, Lord. Amen. I can make it. Why can't I make it if you're for me? Amen. Yes or no? Amen. But believing that and humbling yourself. The scripture we looked at over the last couple of months, the thief comes not. That's the devil. Comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus Christ said, say it with me. I am come that you what? Might have life and you might have it what? He came to do that. Now, preachers have taken that and hijacked that verse and tried to get money out of it. Come on, man. He has come that you can have life, that you can have a life of faith. You can have a life of value, a life that you know that you matter. You have a life out here that you can get over things that have absolutely destroyed your life. Jesus said, I am with you. I'll never leave you. If you tap into that, I have a life for you that you can live, but you must believe in me. You might have it, but you might not have it. And Jesus is saying, it's not up to me. You're very well able and you're very well capable, and I want to bless you. But I'm not going to bless your bad attitude. I'm not going to bless your whining. And I'm not going to bless your lack of faith, because you can't please me if you don't believe in me. So we're just connecting dots now over the last couple of months. Without faith, it's impossible to please who? God. For he that comes to God must believe that he's what? He is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You make a grave mistake when you take verse 1 of the Bible, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and you take that and you throw that out and think that you just, you know, we got here by accident. I'm just a big bang. I'm a blob. You do yourself a great disservice right out of the gate to disbelieve God. Amen? And the more technology we get, the stupider people look. Amen. Yes or no? You have your own fingerprints. You have your own DNA. It just blew up and we're all individuals. That's funny right there. It's crazy, isn't it? The planet turns. The seas only go so far. The sun rises any closer. We'd burn up any further away. We'd freeze to death. All that, you know. Why don't you get to the place in your life where I believe God? You hear me? Yes or no? It's what we're talking about. It's amazing when you believe him. So often, though, we can't see our potential. We can't see our potential. Just straight up plain English, when we're not for him, he's not standing with us. Sorry. What? That's not very loving. Let me ask you, when people aren't for you, when people aren't with you, do you stand with them? I'm talking about when people come against you, don't believe in you, call you a liar. Yeah, but I'm very spiritual. You a lying dog. Wonder why you don't do that, because you made in his image. God says, you're not going to stand with me? Don't you point the finger and blame me. I just can't stand with somebody who has no faith in me. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yeah, but I'm a good person. Well, you just walking alone is what you're doing. Jesus says, put your faith in me. I'll come alongside of you. The Holy Spirit, that's what the Holy Spirit is. That's who he is, the comfort, the one that walks alongside of us. But guys, this is a big deal today. So let's go to Judges. We were in Judges even before with Samson. We did some reading on Samson, studying on him this summer. But let's go. We're going to stay in the Old Testament a little bit longer. I don't normally always do this, but I'm sort of on Old Testament kick with you right now. Amen. So let's see what we learn. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. They did this repeatedly through the book of Judges. And God would raise up someone to judge them. And then God would discipline them, and they would turn back to the Lord, and then they would go through that vicious cycle of falling away again. That's what the whole book of Judges is about. So here they are doing what men do and women do, evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them where? Into the hand of who? Midian, or the Midianites, for 7 years. 7 years. They can't blame God. I did evil in the sight of God. He don't love me. He picking on me. No, you a nut. And that's what they were. And I want you to see, look where that leads. They were doing evil in the sight of God. And so they got oppressed from the enemy. They got oppressed. Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. You have an enemy. I have an enemy. But I'm come that you might have life. That you might have life. I want you to have life, but you must believe in me. And when you don't, and you do evil in your way, and you want to have it your way, whatever that might be, you're going to be oppressed. Verse 2, and the hand of Midian, or the Midianites, prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them what? Dens. Now, this ain't some fancy room in your house, okay? A den? No. No, this is in a cave. They didn't believe in God. They turned against God. They did evil in the sight of God. They thought they could handle it on their own, have it their way. And so the Midianites came, they were pressed by the enemy, and they had to run, make their houses in dens and in mountains and caves, and they had to build them strongholds so their whole family wouldn't be destroyed. And so it was when Israel had sown, watch it, the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites as well, and the children of the east, and they came up against them. So here they are trying to survive in the mountain back. Got them some land where they're trying to survive and live. And these came against them, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of their land, destroyed their fields. Till thou come unto Gaza, you see that in the news still, left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass, took everything they had. Why? Because they did evil in the sight of the Lord. And because they weren't standing for Him, He wasn't standing with them. Did you get that math, yes or no? For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers. Don't look at that as a weak word, even though we talked about that last week, another message. The idea of that word right there, there's so many of these Amalekites and Midianites, they were like grasshoppers. When the Israelites looked out their hole in their little hole in their cave, they looked like grasshoppers out there for the multitude, for both they and their camels were without what? They were without what? Without number. Man, we don't know what we're fighting. The spiritual battles that we face. We don't know the demonic attack. We really don't know. Thank God I don't know. Amen. Say. I'd rather see with eyes of faith than to see all the enemies that are against me. But they could see that enemy. And they entered into the land to destroy it. And that's what happened. They were oppressed. And that's what happens when we do evil in the sight of God, when we don't have faith in Him, when we don't believe we have potential, when we don't think we're well able, when we don't think we're capable. I'm not saying in your own strength, but in the strength of the Lord. The Bible says, be strong, say it with me if you know it, in the who? Lord, and in the power of His what? Might. Put on what kind of armor? Put on the what? Whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the what? Wiles of the devil. So they're oppressed. Because of their own evil, because they didn't believe, because they didn't stand for God, the enemy prevailed. They hid themselves in den and caves. Their crops and livestock were stolen. Their lands were occupied and totally what? Destroyed. 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 Potential. Why this message? It sounds like, Clark, this is a dark message. Well, it is what it is. How many would say, it won't just that way in my life? But I made some horrible choices in my life, and it cost me, and it cost me dearly. Hey, let me see some hands. Who's willing to say that this morning? I did it. I did it. I did it. I did it. Amen. It is what it is. Amen. But here's the cool thing. God loves you. He loves you. He gave His Son for you. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but He's come that you might have what? Life, eternal life, everlasting life, and life down here on this earth to the full. Amen. He loves taking crackpots. That's who we are. That's a word right out of the Bible, Greek word. He loves taking these kind of broken things and making them vessels for His glory. And that's who we are at Fellowship Church. People drive by this campus. A lot of broken people over the years at Fellowship Church. Amen. This ain't some country club church. Rich. People think we are. I had somebody tell me that just recently. Making excuses why. And it's got that big church and you got the, you know, zero. Say that with me. We started with what? God gets all the credit. Amen. Say. Don't pull that. That's our excuse in life. Why somebody else is making it and we're not. Amen. Does it sound like I'm angry today? I did only sleep about 3 hours last night. That's another story. Amen. Here we go. So potential, possible, capable, and well able. Let's keep following the story. So basically, I presented to you this morning Judges chapter 6, and it is dark. It's dark. They're in the caves. They're in the dens. They have nothing. They have nothing. Their crops have been stolen. But it starts out by saying, you didn't stand with me. You did evil. You didn't believe in me. All right, you don't believe in me? Have at it. Have at it. And God just took His hand off. And watch what the enemy did. I don't want God's hand off me. Amen. Yes or no? Say that with me. I don't want God's hand off me. Amen. I want his hand on me. I want him taking care of Gary with two R's. Amen. And boy, that's a story of my life. God has always been good to Gary Clark. And you can look at my life and mess, and from the murder of my mom to a family that was destroyed. You can look at all that. I'm going to tell you something right now. God was always faithful. And he'll bless you for that. Just keep that eye on him. Amen? I don't want you to ever take your hand off me, Lord. So let's see what happens. Potential. Look at that boy. He's trying to get up. Come on. He's ready to go. That's what I want right there. I ain't too crazy about his suit clothes, but that's another story. Position yourself for potential. Position yourself for potential. Balls of your feet. I believe in the Lord. Amen. He's with me. I can make it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. His word is true. Verse 1 all the way to the end of the book of Revelation. I believe it. Parts I don't understand. I don't indict God. I'll ask him about it one day. But right now I'm going to keep my faith in him. Amen. Say, I'm not going down that dead end trail of not believing in the Lord. Amen. Balls of your feet. Get positioned for potential. Say that with me. It is what? It is what? I'm capable and I'm what? About half of you. I'm going to do it one more time. Here we go. It is, I am, and I am. Boom. Doesn't that help you? Yes or no? But you got to take that. But let's build it on reality. Let's keep moving with the story. So what, how can I, when I've done evil in the sight of the Lord, how can I, when I haven't had faith in the Lord, it does not mean that you're not a Christian. You can be a saved person. But you absolutely are living in depression. You're living in oppression. You're living in on the negative side of life. You're just whine, whine, whine. God wants you to shine, not whine. I'm sorry. That's tough. You're mean. Give me a break. Here we go. Come on. How do you do it? Number one, repentance and prayer. Repentance and prayer. I'm wrong. Say that with me. That's tough, ain't it? I am. Yeah, I'm wrong. Help me, Lord. You don't need some fancy prayer. How about this? I'm wrong. Help me, Lord. Boy, that's pretty easy, ain't it? Say. But it's got to be real. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Instead of crying while you're drinking booze or something, because that's how you're going to fix your problem, or crying the blues to your friends to where they want to run away from you because you're depressing them, why don't you cry unto the Lord? He'll hear your cry. The Bible says he puts our tears in a bottle. That's a crazy thing. Our tears we cry unto the Lord. He says, I have those as an offering from you. Cry unto the Lord and he'll hear my prayer. He'll hear your prayer. Amen. So they cried unto the Lord. Without God, we are what? Pride. God says, you humble yourself, I'll lift you up. I love my brother Terry's quote. Humility is a good thing. It doesn't matter how you get there. Some of you have been hurt real bad or you've lost loved ones. Here's the good thing. If you're broken and it's humbled you, the Lord will meet you there. He'll not meet you with your finger in his face. Amen. Without God, we can do nothing. Repentance and prayer, that's the key to potential. This is a what kind of step? Woo, baby, that's a big old step right there. I'm going to put my faith in the Lord. I'm going to turn from my wicked ways. Is that what the Bible says? Absolutely. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my faith in him. I'm going to accept his forgiveness for me. That's a huge step right there. So you want to experience potential in your life? Repentance and prayer. This idea of saying, I'm capable, I'm well able, I'm blah, blah, you ain't going to get it. You can't jump there. No, no. You're capable. It's possible for you to repent. It's possible for you to pray. It's possible for you to cry to the Lord. You're well able to do that. Every one of you are well able right now.
to repent, cry to the Lord, ask God for help me, Lord. Amen. And that's where you build potential. And God gives it to them straight here. We're just looking at Judges 6. It came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites. That's why they're crying. They've lost everything. Lost their houses. Lost their crops. About to starve to death. Then the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt. I brought you people up out of this land. I brought you forth out of the house of bondage. Don't you remember, you crazy people? I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians, out of the hand that oppressed you. I drove them before you, and I gave you their land. And you're raising your finger to me? You not believe in me? You living fat and happy because you think you did it all? And I said unto you, say it with me, I am the Lord your God. And he says, fear not the, I love that right there. Fear not the what? You see that little G? I am the Lord your God. Don't you fear those little G's out there of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But God says it. Say it with me. But you've not. You've what? You might say, I'm not saying with a blanket statement today, but a lot of our problem is that we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord. And some of us don't know because we're not reading the Word. We're not in the Bible. How can I hide God's Word in my heart when I ain't hiding God's Word in my heart? Amen. How can I know the promises of God when I don't know the promises of God? Amen. How can I even know that I'm doing the wrong thing when I don't read the right thing? So they hadn't obeyed God's voice. That's the beauty of God. He'll give it to you straight. No patty cake. Straight up, man. I'm a man. I like, give it to me straight. How many are like that? You want to cut to the chase and get to the point, and let's get with the program. How many are like that? Come on, help me, man. That's what I want to hear. I don't like it when people like lallygag. You know, and they like, well, you know, and you would get to the point. Come on, help me. God gets to the point. I'm the Lord your God. Fear not those little G's like you've been doing. You should be fearing me, respecting me, reverencing me, obeying me. And because you have all kinds of potential, because I see it. But you blind as a bat. I don't even know if bats are blind, but anyway, I just say it. Here we go. Keep looking. Obey my voice. Keep going, buddy. God uses what kind of people? Help me now, guys. We got to go with the program now. I'm going to try to speed it up. Ready? We have communion after this. So there came an angel of the Lord. Without getting into a lot of detail, many times in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord was Jesus. Or the Spirit of the Lord. Not always, but many times. And so here's their situation. It's dark. It's a bad situation for Israel. And there came an angel of the Lord. Okay? Undoubtedly looked just like somebody regular. Did you know the Bible tells us that sometimes we entertain angels unaware? I don't know a thing about that. How many ever thought because somebody's touched your life so much, it could have been an angel? I don't know. Somebody help me. I don't know this for a fact. Some of these things you're going to find out when you get to heaven. How about don't worry about that a whole lot now? Just keep living for Jesus. Amen. Say. Come on. So there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abizrite, and his son Gideon. Now we find out where we're going. We're going with Gideon. Okay, in case you know a little bit about this story. So he comes to Joash and his son Gideon, and they're doing what? Say it with me. They threshed wheat where? By the wine press. Why were they doing it there? To hide it from the who? Can you imagine having to hide behind a wine press just to deal with your wheat, just enough for you to eat? But God uses regular folks. Oh, I love this. Say that with me. Even what kind of people? Scared people have what? Even scared people have potential, baby. That's what I like about this. Threshing wheat by a wine press. What does that mean? They did it for security reasons. They were hiding. the dad and his son throwing it up, getting rid of the chaff. And what can we eat? Hiding. Because the enemy's all out there. But the angel of the Lord shows up. Say that with me. God does what? He what? He sees and He knows our potential. And He appeared to this dad and his son. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, to Gideon, I love this. Say it with me. The Lord is with you. Say it with me. Thou mighty man of what? I love that. The Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. Wow. Well, it sure don't look like it. The Lord's with you. What's the word valor mean? Here's what it means. Brave and courageous. Here's a dad and his adult son, undoubtedly. And they're out there doing the best they can for their family. And he looks at them and he says, I see potential in you. You man of courage. You man of bravery. Amen. Do you see yourself like that? Or is beat down, beat up, can't make it, can't do it? See, God sees something we can't see. He sees our what? Our what? Potential, man. I love this. But you got to get positioned for that potential. That repentance and prayer and listening to God straight. Before you'll ever know it's possible, I'm capable, I'm well able. Let's keep moving. Gideon and we too do not know our potential. We don't know our potential. If you had told me years ago, Gary Clark, you'll go through this, that, and the other, but one day there'll be a big, strong church in Inglewood, Florida that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You'll be totally debt-free. You'll get up on a Sunday morning and say, if you can't give cheerfully, keep it. Amen. You'll have a ministry that doesn't kowtow to people. There's no pecking order here. We should just probably fail. We don't run things like most churches. Everybody has equal value here. Do you understand that? Yes or no? And our value is at the feet of Jesus. That's where we are. Amen. Say. It shouldn't work. But you know what? God says He can see things I can't see. Amen. Say. He can see the crap I've gone through. He can see it, man. Boy, when He's with you, greater is He that's with me than he that's in this world. Amen. Say. God's faithful, man. So with God's power, you can do things. Look what happened. And Gideon said unto him, to the angel of the Lord, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why has this befallen us? Where be all His miracles that my daddies and my granddaddies told me about? I ain't seen them. Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord's forsaken us. He's delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. He's just talking as a regular joker. But he didn't know his potential, but God does. Keep looking. Ten. Say that with me, even who has potential. Guys, it's a lie that you got to be this super faith person, you know, oh, I got to give everything I have, you know. It's crazy. God knows you're nuts. He knows you got problems. You can have faith the grain of a what, Jesus said. Mustard seed, you can move a what? The problem isn't how great a faith we have. The problem is we don't have any. And when you have a little, God will bless you in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. Amen. Little bit. Even doubters have potential. If the Lord be with us, why did this happen? Where are His miracles? Why are we forsaken? You can talk to the Lord like that. It's okay. At least you're having a conversation now. It's okay. But you're not pointing a finger at Him saying you're awful and you're mean to me and you caused this to happen. It's a little bit different. A little bit different going on. Why are we delivered into the hands of the enemy? God says you have potential. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might. And thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Who? That fellow back there with his daddy thrashing wheat hiding. You mighty man of valor, you don't know who you are. You don't know what I see in you. Go in this thy might. Have I not sent you? Wow. Crazy talk, ain't it?
So go in this thy might. You'll save Israel. Am I not sending you? Keep looking. Just having a Bible study with you. Gideon and we too, we still don't know our potential, guys. This wasn't immediate for him. Our potential is through what? It's through what? God's what? Power. And Gideon said unto him, now watch this. Oh, my Lord. Boy, his language is changing. I like that, don't you say? This ain't now just some joker behind an oak tree. No, this is, he's seeing something. Oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Where be all his miracles? Our father, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. How am I going to save Israel? He doesn't know, but my family's the poorest of the tribe. I want you to watch this right here. This is important. Excuse makers, listen. Listen to me. He said, my family's the poorest of the tribe. 12 tribes. I am the poorest family out of everybody. You talk about nothing. We got less than nothing. I'm the weakest link in my family. That's what he said. I am the weakest link in my family. So here I'm the poorest and I'm the runt. Say that with me. I'm the poorest and I'm the what? But I can't. God says, no, I'm pretty good at working with poor people. I'm pretty good at working with the smallest. The weak link. Because, see, they don't think they all that. Humility. Again, God says, you have potential. And the Lord said unto him, surely I'll be with you. And you shall smite the Midianite as one what? What? It's crazy talk. You'll defeat the enemy because I'm with you. You're going to do it as one man. What does that mean? Team effort. Say team effort. One more time. Say team effort. Unity. Coach, this is a good ball message. But football, ain't it? Keegan Marinola, his dad, I don't know, right there is his dad. He waved at his coach. Other night had like 140 yards. Keegan didn't have 140 yards because of Keegan by himself. He had 140 yards because coach said in the paper, we played Lemon Bay football. Amen. That means a lot of blocking and running the ball. Amen. But it doesn't help. You're not going to do that without team effort. Amen. And so God was saying to Gideon, you're going to defeat the Midianites with team effort as one man. Amen. Remember that you're not all that. Say that with me. I'm not all that. One more time. I am not all that. We need each other. Say that with me. We need each other. We need each other in our family. We need each other. We need each other as a church. We need each other as a town. Amen. We need each other as a country. Amen. But God's not going to bless us if we're not on His side. It ain't happening. So potential starts with a positive if in our story today. And He said, now watch Him. That's what I'm saying. Just because you're a doubter, just because you're hurting and struggling, don't let the enemy rob you of your future. Okay? God knows that you're struggling. He understands that. But He's not going to make a special case for you. You still have to believe in Him. Amen. Even if it's a small amount. And here's Gideon. Look at him. He says, if I have now found grace in your sight, then show me a sign that you're talking with me. And Gideon says, don't leave. Don't leave. I pray until I come back. I'm going to bring you a present. Don't leave. Man under the oak tree that's saying crazy things, but it sure is helping me. Don't leave. I'm going to bring you a present and set it before you. And he said, I'll tarry till you come. Go do what you got to do, Gideon. I'll be here. Amen. If I found grace, show me a sign, he says. And look at what Gideon says. Say it with me. I'll do what? I'll do what? I'll do what? I'll get it started. God says, I'm not saying, Jesus said, a grain of mustard seed. I mean, it's faith the size of a little old tiny seed. But I'm not pulling the preacher stuff on TV. Give me your seed money. And I ain't talking about any of that. I'm talking about real life, guys. How about where you are in life right now? You get it started by saying, I'm going to believe God, even in the middle of my mess. Amen. I'll bring a present to you. Let's see what happens with the story. Gideon did what he said he would do. That's important, ain't it? How many people say stuff to God, I'll do this if you, and they lie like a dog. God's not into that. And Gideon went in, he made ready a kid, a little lamb. Boy, I'm telling you, they didn't have much. And some unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour, some bread, and the flesh he put in a basket, and he put broth in a pot, and he brought it out to the man under the tree. And he presented it unto him. God shows his power. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay it upon this rock. What? Pour out the broth. And what did Gideon do? That might be pretty tough, wouldn't it? I came to make you some food, now you have me pour it out on a rock? Well, Gideon didn't know whose presence really he was in. He was in the presence of the Lord. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? And that's the thing we don't see when we're going through trouble, that we're in the presence of the Lord. I'm in the how many have felt alone yet? Like nobody even knows about your mess. I mean, you ever felt that way where I'm all by myself? I don't have anybody. Am I the only one that's felt that way? I don't have anybody. What happened? Good. Where to go? I don't know what to do. But God says, I'm with you. And he says, pour out that stuff on that rock. And guess what Gideon did? Four words. Say it with me. And he did so. But I can't make it. No, you lie to yourself. And the angel of the Lord put forth the end of a staff that was in his hand. He touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of that rock. He consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Woo! Boom! Something just happened. Gideon got a glimpse of his own potential. He got a glimpse of his own potential. He got a glimpse of his own potential. Amen. With God's power, I got to fly. And when Gideon perceived that it was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, because I've seen an angel of the Lord face to face. I've seen the Lord. Now guys, I'm not talking about something spooky here today, but I'm talking about when you're going through mess, you think you can't make it. Man, get a glimpse of God. Get a glimpse of God in His Word. Believe in Him. Put your faith in Him. Quit just looking at the mess and the devil and the crap you've gone through. And turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. Amen. God began dealing with Gideon's weakness, and the Lord said unto him, peace be unto you. Fear not. You shall not die. And I've got a lot more message, but I can't keep going. Peace be to you. Don't fear. You're not going to die. And Raj, is it okay if we end right here? I think we've done pretty good today. Amen. There's more message out there. But say those last words with me on the bottom of the screen. You're gonna make it, man. Say it with me. You're gonna make it, man. Now can we say it louder? You're gonna make it, man. One more time. You're gonna make it, man. And can we do it again just to get on your nerves? You're gonna make it, man. Don't you want to hear that? Don't you want to hear that? Why don't you be one of those people that look at others who are down and say, you're gonna make it, man. Get your head up. Amen. God is with you. Amen. You're going to make it, man. But tell yourself that. You're going to make it, man. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I'm living proof that God is real. He's alive. I was in the ditch. He blessed me. I'm up right now. God has touched me in my life, and I made it. Let me see some hands. I did. It's Christ. Let's thank Him for that. Come on, guys. Y'all so quiet. I don't know what's wrong with you. Come on. I got to.